This is Paul Davey, Yield Point Specialist for Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Kuhn, and we'll have updates from Sierra Doctor as well. The open weather has kept the combines moving. According to USDA, 45% of the corn is harvested nationwide. That compares to an average of 40% for this date. The U.S. soybean harvest is 63% complete, up from a 52% average. Winter wheat planting is also slightly ahead of the norm at 69% complete.
The sugar beet piles are filling up. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says harvest is going at a very fast pace.
Sugar beets in particular, we saw more than a doubling of harvest progress just in the week ending October 16th. So it jumped from 33 to 67% harvested. And despite the record slow planting pace for sugar beets last spring, we now see that harvest number significantly above the five-year average pace of 54%, even further ahead of last year's 38% on October 16th, 2021. The biggest jump occurring in Minnesota, exactly half the sugar beets harvested during the week as they jumped from 32 to 82% harvested.
Nearly 80% of the beets have been harvested in North Dakota, 50 percentage points ahead of last year at this time.
The Mississippi River has reached a record low level at Memphis. National Weather Service officials say the water levels will likely go even lower to prevent grounding. Shippers have reduced barge tows by nearly 40% and cut the amount of grain loaded in each barge. Emergency dredging is also underway on parts of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers to deepen the channel.
Ukrainian Ministry of Agriculture says over 2 million tons of grain was exported so far this month. That's just 2% lower than the same period last year. Three Black Sea ports were opened in July and a deal made with the United Nations, Russia, and Turkey. The fate of that agreement is up in the air with its scheduled expiration date in late November.
During a meeting in Moscow yesterday, a key Russian defense ministry official said the continuation of that Black Sea grain deal is dependent on the United States and other Western countries. Speaking to a United Nations official, the Russian negotiator said Western sanctions have prevented it from exporting fertilizer. Russia said that was part of the original agreement and must be addressed if the humanitarian grain lane is to remain open.
Farmers Business Network released their first fertilizer transparency report. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has the story.
Farmers have been feeling the pinch of high fertilizer prices since last year. Farmers Business Network chief economist Kevin McNew says the latest FBN fertilizer report showed outside factors are what's driving prices up and will continue to keep prices high.
I think the bad news for farmers is, you know, we're not going to have any relief anytime soon around fertilizer values. These are kind of widespread global problems really triggered around what's going on in the natural gas space. Russia is caught up in this war and they've cut off supplies of natural gas to Europe. And that's having huge ripple effects because Europe is the third largest manufacturer of nitrogen-based fertilizers in the globe. So it's all a global interconnected system. And so I think for farmers, you know, the bad news is it's not going to get cheaper anytime soon. And what we saw from our farmers is that, you know, they're not really going to back down substantially in their fertilizer applications.
The report also surveyed farmers and found that while application rates remain steady, crop rotation changes favored higher wheat acres. McNew says nitrogen fertilizer prices are being affected the most.
Yeah, I mean, nitrogen-based fertilizer is certainly a kind of at the center of price increases. And, you know, even in the last week, as we've kind of watched, you know, international traded values, you know, nitrogen-based fertilizer prices are continuing to go up. Some of the potash and phosphorus-based fertilizers are not going up or even coming down a little bit. So again, it's all tied to natural gas. And, you know, with what's going on in natural gas, it just is going to keep a lot of pressure on nitrogen-based fertilizers, whether it's anhydrous, urea, or UAN, to stay elevated.
Reporting Agriculture's Business. I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
Summit Carbon Solutions has filed its paperwork with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. This pipeline will take liquid carbon dioxide from 32 ethanol plants in Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, and North Dakota and move it to underground storage in western North Dakota. With the pipeline, the ethanol plants will have access to markets with low carbon standards, including California. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Comstock Investments market analyst Joe Camp says supply concerns continue to offer some support under the wheat market, while the corn market continues to struggle with demand.
The corn, maybe a little bit of harvest pressure here. We don't have the same supply storyline right now as wheat does relative to Ukraine, whereas China, the big buyer of U.S. soybeans, may be looking to Brazil for their corn needs, while Ukraine is limited for now. So that was a negative, I think, on the corn bit to start the week, and also, of course, harvest pressure we could talk about as well.
China relations will also impact demand.
The news about China and what's ahead for relations is going to be important. They're going through their Chinese Communist Party elections this week. The President Xi expected to secure a third term. And after that, will that pave the way for any new policy directives, maybe about COVID and those policies that have been limiting somewhat of demand overall around the world? And then two, how about the posturing or stance against Taiwan and what that might mean for relations?
The May 15th derecho that swept through the Dakotas and Minnesota spread debris and tore down grain storage for many farmers. Salem, South Dakota farmer Don Schuyler was forced to replant all but one field. Schuyler is now dealing with a shortage of grain storage during this harvest.
You know, we could be done with harvest if we had grain storage. You know, beans, I don't think town was prepared for all the amount of beans that were coming in. So you had long lines in town for beans. Right now, we could be harvesting today, but we're waiting for two more bins to get built to put our corn harvest in. So weather's been cooperating, so you don't aren't worried there. So we basically have kind of been on a wait till, as a bin gets built, we put our corn in that bin and wait for the next bin. So it's been a different harvest.
Shire says the only thing they can do is to have patience, but now they're in a race against time to make sure the corn doesn't get too dry and start dropping ears.
Some areas south of us by the interstate and some of our south fields did not do real good. They got hit by hail. We pulled our weaker corn out, and you know we're worried the corn that we're going to worry about maybe start dropping ears or going down. So right now we are moving north for us, and that's as you move north, you're picking up moisture, so the yields are improving. So hopefully we're going to get some better news and be up to more of our average yield as we finish harvest.
CHS Country Operations Key Agronomy Specialist John Stabler expects the corn harvest pace to rapidly increase this week across the Northern Plains.
I think this week's going to be, across the entire territory I cover, going to be really wild corn harvest. It's going to be hopefully quick and fast. Sounds like there's some issues with trains at this point is what I've heard in some areas. So that might slow corn harvest a little bit. And as you see the highs, though this week looks a little bit above average warm, but I'm sure guys will be doing a lot of fertilizer this week too.
And Stable says it's amazing farmers are able to harvest dry corn this year.
Hard to believe that we planted that last week of May. Oh. Our corn was planted and it's dry. You know, one of our sellers to the south of Fargo in that Matador country farms himself, planted 98-day corn at the end of May and combined it 2 weeks ago at about 17 moisture. I told him, I said, you know what, at the end of the day, Mother Nature kind of has her way of writing things that were wrong, and just because there's a GDU calculator doesn't mean it's exact science.
In its quarterly report, CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the Federal Reserve must continue to raise interest rates to influence spending and soften inflation. Grain prices remain volatile in the third quarter, with corn and wheat prices higher, the soybeans down slightly. A weaker economy is a concern for meat and poultry demand. Per capita meat consumption is still forecast to reach a record high this year.
The enrollment period is now open for USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Dairy farmers have until December 7th to sign up for the safety net program. With margins shrinking in the dairy business, the National Milk Producers Federation is urging farmers to sign up for the maximum coverage. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. After significant challenges this past year, Bayer Crop Protection Area Business Manager Troy Seiler expects to see relief for the 2023 growing season.
However, I think because of 2022 and what took place, it's top of mind for growers. And traditionally, they've always looked to prepay seed and fertilizer, but I know this year, as growers look forward to 2023, prepay and supplies will also be top of mind for crop protection products.
For farmers, the supply chain issue began with a shortage of glyphosate.
If we look back to 2022, we had the hurricane in our Luling, Louisiana plant that really hurt our ability to supply the market. And it caused a lot of panic in the marketplace. And I want growers to know we're just in a much better spot. So Roundup Power Max 3 supplies are excellent. RT3, we're just in a good spot. And so growers need to know that going into their prepay, that the Roundup will be there to supply market for 2023.
Grand Farm is breaking ground on the Innovation Facility site tomorrow. Grand Farm Director Brian Carroll says there will be special guests and technology demos at the groundbreaking event.
Well, it's going to be exciting. So we're going to have a groundbreaking at our new location, which is in Castleton. And we're going to have a whole bunch of different activities that are going to be staged. The first one is we're going to have the four governors, Governor Doug Burgum, Senator and Governor John Hoeven, Governor Jack Del Rempel, and then also Governor and former U.S. Secretary of Ag, Ed Schaefer, are going to be out there. And we're going to basically open up the Grand Farm Innovation Site in Castleton, and we're going to do a demonstration of technology and a celebration of technology out there as we celebrate our new location.
Carroll expects to have the first permanent structure to be set up next spring.
Well, there's two things that are exciting. The first one is we're going to start the physical construction. And so in the fall here, we're going to start to put some of the infrastructure in place. And then we'll build our first building in the spring. And we'll start to bring more and more activity out to the Castleton site with our 50-plus partners and all the different project activities. And that work will start to unfold next spring into the summer, into the fall, as we build the Grand Farm in that new location.
Checking markets, Minneapolis wheat, the December contract at 9.51, down 4.25, March down 3 cents. Chicago wheat for December down 8.5, and hard red winter wheat, same contract, down 6.75. D's corn, 5.25 lower, 6.78 1/4, March down 5.25. November soybeans, 13.80 1/2, down 4.75 cents. The March soybeans now trading at 13.95 1/2, that's down by 4.5 cents. Checking the farm calendar, the Minnesota Ag and Food Summit, hosted by AgriGrowth, is coming up November 10th. That'll be held in Minneapolis. They'll have a number of speakers, including a look at the ag economy with Dan Kowalski from CoBank. This is the Red River Farm Network.